I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Sculpture gardens bring together art, human creativity, and nature. There are several in Connecticut, including a private one nestled in a residential neighborhood in North Haven that winds in and around the home of artist David Millen. Millen's award-winning sculptures celebrate the human body in motion. Figures leap, jump, dance, and spin. His work has been recognized by the Society of Connecticut Sculptors and can be found in collections including at Yale Children's Hospital. I recently visited David Millen, who combines his creative life with a professional life as a dentist. Sitting outside, surrounded by dozens of his pieces, I asked if his training in dentistry intersects with his work as an artist.
Part of dentistry is when you learn how to be a dentist, you learn how to construct the bridges and the dentures, and you become a true technician. As it turns out, the materials that you use to make a crown, let's say a gold crown, is exactly the same process as how to do a bronze sculpture.
How has it worked out for you, this combination of dental work and art?
It's been perfect.
Millen says he's found balance by practicing dentistry and creating art, and that theme of balance runs through many of his sculptures. We begin to walk down a path along a stone wall on his property till we find ourselves at one end of a small pond. On the other side, above the water, you can see a mobile hanging from a tree branch. Five acrobatic figures sway slightly in the breeze.
The figures themselves are not real people. They're sort of simplified, generic forms or representations of figures.
When you start to work on a piece, have you mapped it out ahead of time so you know what it'll come out looking like in the end, or did it kind of find its own voice as you were working on it?
Yeah, good. I never know what they're going to look like. The way I work is you can see five generic acrobat dancers, but I made 20 of those. And I decided after I had 20 figures, what am I going to do with them? Sometimes I hang them from ropes, and sometimes I have them piled on top of each other, so it's always evolving and always exciting, you know.
And what's interesting is with a mobile, the actual work of art is changing.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As we walk up the driveway towards my house, I have a path that takes me to my backyard, which, because I'm living in a neighborhood, it's very unusual to have almost 2 acres of property. So I have this secret garden, this large yard with probably 40 or 50 different sculptures.
We enter the yard. Sculptures of figures can be seen everywhere, standing, hanging, and sometimes hidden among stunning gardens. Circular pathways wind around rock formations, and we follow one path over to a large piece at the center of the yard.
My earliest work was based specifically on doing the figure, you know, with faces and, you know, real people. So I constructed, it's almost a life-size seesaw made out of concrete and steel. And then I have my son and I on one side and my daughter and my wife on the other side. And the seesaw works. And over the years, because it's concrete, and I didn't realize at first, it takes on nature. So you can see the moss living on the concrete. And it becomes more of a living object.
We keep walking.
These are actually two figures intertwined. They just created a wonderful shape that I enjoyed immensely. I'm going to do more of those.
We continue along one path that leads us into Millen's large outdoor studio, just alongside an indoor area with work tables and lights. Millen explains that he begins his sculptures with a steel support framework that's layered with a special epoxy sculpting material. The finished surfaces are later marbleized or bronzed.
This is my winter's work. I created 10 marbleized acrobats. There's a circus school in Brattleboro, Vermont, asked me to design a piece for their new building. What this circus director said to me was, try to make something possible that looks impossible.
So you've worked with figures for a very long time.
Right. That's been my subject for 30 years as a figure. I have artist friends. It's interesting. I have artist friends. They keep on saying to me, "What are you still doing the same thing, you know? And, you know, when are you going to do something more innovative?" And I said, you know what? I enjoy what I'm doing. I think every piece I do is different, and I feel like I'm practicing my chords in some way, making it better and better, you know, little at a time.